News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
News there, that story. The housing crisis is inhibiting Ireland's competitive performance and undermining growth and well-being. That's according to the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council. Housing Minister Darragh O'Brien, that's happening on your watch.
Yeah, I've had a quick look at the bulletin that was issued, and there's quite a bit in it. I think it also contextualises it that this is obviously around construction in particular and resources in construction, about them being quite tight right the way across of Europe. What it doesn't mention is the fact that we've built that capacity up. If you compare pre-COVID levels of people in construction with now, we've about 30,000 more workers, actually more than that. And last year, for the first time, we exceeded 20,000 apprenticeships, live apprenticeships within the construction sector, up about 50% on the year before. I think, in fairness, what the report points to is the effect post the property crash, that for 10 years we weren't building enough and there weren't enough people in construction either, because there was no real activity.
Still aren't enough people in construction, they're saying.
Yeah, they are, but I think they've pointed to where the genesis of that was and the fact that that's actually being built up now. And we do see that. I think anyone of your listeners, you drive around the country now, any of our major cities and towns, you'll see the level of construction that's happening, particularly on the residential side. We're actually starting 1,000 homes a week in the first quarter of this year. We'd like literally 1,000 homes, you know, starting every single week. And actually, I expect our commencement figures later this month to be extremely strong. So I suppose when you look at where we came from, no question, we still have a long way to go. When I took over as minister, we were delivering just about 20,000 homes a year. Last year, that was 33,000. And I expect it to be significantly more this year. Now, what does that mean? They're just not just numbers. It means, you know, you've tens of thousands of people now in homes, 100,000 new homes since I took over as minister, that people are living in, both affordable, social, and yes, private. And we do have to keep
Sinn Féin would say you're utterly, Sinn Féin, we had owner Brian in earlier in the week. He's saying you're utterly failing to deliver in terms of affordable housing and social housing.
Well, they would say that. They would say that. Like, that's fair enough. They're saying it from a party who would remove every single first-time buyer support that we've brought in, like the Help to Buy grant, which is €30,000 of your money back in your pocket to help with your deposit.
They say that increases the price of houses. It actually does nothing to increase supply.
No, the central banks say it doesn't. So I think I trust the central bank more than I trust Sinn Féin. The first home scheme that I brought in, which is about 9,000 households, which is the Bridge the Gap scheme that gives you the equity. So you have your finance, and you're a bit short. The state steps in and helps. And I've met hundreds of people who've used that scheme, and we've over 4,000 approvals. Again, that's working. And again, the common response from Sinn Féin is get rid of it. They said it would be inflationary. The most recent KPMG report has flatly refuted that. So leaving them aside
They also say your affordable houses are too expensive. They say they're the only party that can deliver houses, affordable houses, for under 300 grand.
Well, you might remember, I think 3-4 months ago, their party leader made a big statement that about reducing house prices in Dublin to 300,000 on average. And she hasn't said a word about it since. And they haven't actually said how they do it. Now, only this week, I was debating with Sinn Féin in the Dáil on the absence of the fact that they don't have a housing plan, that they've brought forward this affordable scheme, the bones of it, which is a leasehold arrangement, which for your listeners will mean that anyone who buys a home under the Sinn Féin scheme, they wouldn't actually own the ground that the home is built on, and they would restrict who you sell that home to. So in the absence of actually seeing a costed alternative plan from Sinn Féin, I think you'll excuse me for being a little bit cynical about them actually putting forward alternatives when they actually have not. And what I'm focused on for the remainder of this year is actually upping that delivery. So what are we seeing? About 500 first-time buyers a week drawing down mortgages and increasing every week. So people who couldn't buy up to now are able to buy.
Okay.
And a lot of people still aren't feeling that, but there's progress being made in that space. And also on social housing, Shane, the last thing I'll say in it, like last year we built more new social homes than we've done for 50 years. And by any fair estimation, I don't get everything right, Not at all. Any fair estimation, the output is increasing substantially, and okay. It's being done on a sustainable basis.
Okay. Minister, can I ask you about the situation in relation to asylum seekers? I know it's not directly within your bailiwick, but you're obviously, as Housing Minister, you have a key role to play. We're just getting reports. A further encampment of 30 tents being set up along the Grand Canal in Dublin. As a government, you are firefighting in relation to this issue, and you're constantly behind the curve.
Yeah, I think that, look, there's no question there's a challenge there. We actually met yesterday evening on the Cabinet Subcommittee on Immigration. And, you know, we had a big operation there yesterday to remove tents, and most importantly, to make sure the people who are in those tents are in a safe and secure place where with proper sanitation and proper facilities. This is a challenge right the way across Europe, Shane. I think, to be fair, if anyone sees any European state across the EU in particular.
No, it is. It
like
is.
We've
it
had
is.
Over a million.
No, it is, Minister. But Minister, we had Eugene Quinn. Sorry to cut across you. We had Eugene Quinn. We had Eugene Quinn from the Jesuit Refugee Service. He says the tents and the tented villages are an inevitable consequence of not offering accommodation, that these people can't access homeless accommodation.
I heard what he said and I respect him. But what I'd say to you is this. I think, to be fair to Minister O'Gorman and to government, we have to prioritise families, women and children first with regard to what accommodation was available. Now, our task is, and the challenge is, and we will get there, is to provide more additional accommodation. And we got an update yesterday evening from the Department of Children and Integration in that regard. They've issued their expressions of interest about new properties and new sites. We do need to build purpose-built
very slowly. I mean, we've been talking about this for years, Minister.
Just say this, Shane, for a second, if I could. And I get that. And look, it's a very serious issue for people. No one wants to see tents in our capital city, or indeed any of our cities or towns. And absolutely not. But let's look at where we've come from. Like in the last 14, 15 months, between our friends from Ukraine and those seeking international protection, we've accommodated over 100,000 people. Okay, and that was no mean feat. Not done in every all the time without any hitches, but done having said that. And if anyone had said that to you 2-3 years ago, I think people would have been saying, no, you wouldn't be able to do that. So there's still challenges. We do need more accommodation. And Roderick is bringing forward a plan in that regard with regard to sites for permanent accommodation.
And are relations good between your two departments? Because there was talk about spats late last year. And
No, absolutely not. No, look, I know Roderick very well, and between my two departments as well, we're interlinked. We work on lots of things together, and housing has a role in this, in particular local government, because our local authorities across the country have been to the forefront in actually leading out on our response to the war in Ukraine and the increase in international protection.
Yeah, so with some mixed results, I think it's fair to say, in relation to local authorities.
Yeah. Well, look, not disputing that, but in fairness, I would not take away from the commitment of the workers on the ground who respond at very short notice to very difficult situations, and they do it extremely well, in my view. Yeah. But what I'd say to you is this, and just to your listeners.
Yeah, no, go on.
There's no question there have been issues with regards to particularly international protection and accommodation there. And we're working extremely hard to rectify that. And we do need a longer-term plan in that regard to actually see where this accommodation is. But also to continue to increase and improve the processing times, because we need a fair asylum system. Those who have a claim that's valid should stay. Those who don't should go.
Okay.
And we need to actually expedite that process.
Just very finally, I ask you before you go, Minister, the Irish Times reporting today, different views in Cabinet over whether the allowance for asylum seekers, the support for asylum seekers, is currently just under €114 a week. Different views in Cabinet as to whether it should be altered. I think the rate in France is €99 a week, Germany €85 a week. Do you have a view? Is this potentially a draw for people, for economic migrants to come here?
I'm not sure that it is, but we do keep that under review. It has been increased recently, but I don't think that is the reason for people coming seeking asylum, because, let's say, our payment would be €20 or €30 more per week than in France. I think we have to look at the overall system as well. Some people come here under family reunification. That's understandable. They want to be with their family and their friends. Others come here for opportunities. We do have, for all the challenges that we still have, we do have an economy that's pretty much at full employment. So there are many issues, but we keep that under review. And I think really what's important And what I would say is that when someone lodges a claim, it needs to be dealt with quickly. Okay. And it needs to be dealt with efficiently. And if you have a valid claim, yes, you stay. And if you don't have a valid claim, you go. And we need to improve on that.
Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.